He stooped, upended the trunk, which was a large one, got it on his shoulder, and struggled to his feet with his back toward the open door. At that moment he heard a woman's voice.
"Belong to the Union?"
was the question asked.
"Ah, what's it to you?" he retorted. "Run along now and get out of my way. I want to turn round."
The next he knew, big as he was whirled half around and sent reeling backward, the trunk overbalancing him till he fetched up with a crash against the wall. He started to swear, but at the same instant found himself looking into Mary Condon's flashing, angry eyes.
"Of course I belong to the Union," he said. "I was only kidding you."
"Where's your card?" she demanded in businesslike tones.
"In my pocket, but I can't get it out now. This trunk's too damn heavy. Come on down to the wagon and I'll show it to you."
"Put that trunk down," was the command.
"What for? I got a card, I'm telling you."
"Put it down, that's all. No scab's going to handle that trunk. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you big coward, scabbing on honest men. Why don't you join the Union and be a man?" Mary Condon's color had left her face, and it was apparent that she was in a rage. "To think of a big man like you turning traitor to his class. I suppose you're aching to join the militia for a chance to shoot down Union drivers the next strike. You may belong to the militia already, for that matter. You're the sort—"
"Hold on! Now that's too much!"
Bill dropped the trunk to the floor with a bang, straightened up, and thrust his hand into his inside coat pocket.
"I told you I was only kidding. There, look at that."
It was a Union card, properly enough.
"All right, take it along," Mary Condon said, "and the next time, don't kid."